Welcome to Purple Door Healing, a place where meditation and awareness unlock the door to a more awakened life. I'm your guide, Kelly. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Purple Door Healing. Today, I did put a trigger warning in the show notes, and so also to warn you here, I will be talking briefly in the intro here about death and suicide. If that is triggering to you, please either skip this episode or skip ahead to the actual meditation. I will put the time marker in the show notes, so you can skip the intro and go straight into the meditation there, during which we will stick strictly to the idea of grief. But in this just, you know, introductory rambling of mine, I wanted to talk a bit about why I wanted to record an episode about grief. Also to explain why I was briefly gone again while I had just promised to be back making episodes more regularly, but my family has been dealing with the grief of my two oldest children's father taking his own life. So we have been walking through the unexpected shock and, you know, tragedy of that these last several weeks, and I've obviously been thinking a lot about grief and spending a lot of time in that energy, and walking my children through that. And it got me really thinking about the idea of it and what grief actually means. So I thought that this would be something good to lean into in terms of the fact that it is a universal feeling. You know, we've all experienced grief through so many different paths in our life. You know, it's not always death. It's certainly not always suicide. And every grief has its own flavors. But grief itself, you know, we can experience through the loss of a home, a marriage, a job, a career. And when I started thinking about that, I realized that I think, and these are really just my thoughts, that grief itself is the feeling we experience when a future that we depended on, a future that we saw as happening, as almost guaranteed, is shifted completely, usually very quickly. And grief is our mind, our heart, our soul, and our body's way of reacting to that change, of re-envisioning what the future looks like now, why it changed, and trying to make some sense out of that. And I just want to pause and say that meditation is a beautiful tool to help calm the body, to help us achieve lasting happiness, peace, you know, all of the good things in life and in our emotional landscape. But meditation can also be used to really process the heavy stuff, because we do our processing of difficult emotions when we don't run from them, when we don't try and numb them out in all of the myriad ways that we numb. Meditation allows us time to sit with a difficult emotion and allow it to flow. So the important thing here is that when you're ready to face something like grief, to be intentional, to set aside time for something like this meditation, and give yourself some time afterwards, knowing that you may not be ready to go straight to work or something like that, where you will need to put on your socially acceptable face. But knowing that this type of work in meditation is so important to releasing, processing, not long-term storage of difficult emotions like grief. The goal is to feel it. Allow yourself to feel it so that you don't have to keep it. Okay, so if that applies to this season of life with you, or perhaps you think that there might be stored grief that you have not processed, let's go ahead and sit together through this. I'm holding your hands through this one, as I am very much still there. So go ahead and get comfortable. Closing the eyes as you feel ready. And I want you to take your attention to the body and notice any changes that happen to your body as you thought about the fact of sitting with grief. Just witnessing. I know personally my shoulders begin to tense and rise up towards my ears. I feel tension through the back of my neck and upper back. So consciously now beginning to release any of that. You may have noticed it in your jaw, maybe behind your eyes, maybe in your belly, maybe in your heart center. Wherever you feel tension, letting go. Consciously drawing those areas into softness, using the breath. Nice, long, complete inhalations and exhalations. Our breath is really an almost miraculous way that we can send messages to our own nervous system. So by keeping those nice, long, complete inhalations and exhalations, you are sending your body and your mind the message that you are safe. So returning again and again to this breath will send that message that it is safe to sit with these feelings and to process. So in your mind's eye, I want you to visualize a long, beautiful road in front of you. Walking along this road is nice and straight, shaded. Lovely weather. Just picture that. Picture walking along whatever you would consider your ideal road. Keeping that breath. Now in your mind's eye, I want you to picture that all of a sudden, the road just disappears. Allow yourself to feel that feeling. That 1 minute you are walking this road that seems so clear, so certain, and now it's gone. The future is obscure. You cannot see what's ahead. Allow yourself to feel any feelings that arise with that, not trying to press them down, allowing them to flow through the body. Maybe you feel lost, uncertain, afraid. Maybe you feel like the distance that you've already walked down this road is pointless. Maybe you feel resentment for a road that took you to a dead end. Allow yourself to feel whatever it is you are feeling. Breathe into the feelings, nice, long, slow inhalations and exhalations. This is the real lesson of grief. Nothing in our lives is guaranteed. We can breathe in through that uncertainty. We can exhale the need to try to control the future. And in your mind's eye now, I want you to look around. Look around and find a path. Because there is one. It's not a clear, open road like the road you were traveling, perhaps. Let yourself look around until you find the path. And let yourself look down it. See how far you can see. It might be fairly clear. It might be a little bit more than just an animal trail through the woods or through the prairie or wherever you see yourself. It might be twisty and turny. You might not be able to see more than a few steps ahead. Taking some time here at what has become a crossroads of life. Letting yourself sit at this place of divergence. Feeling into that energy of unexpected change, unwanted change. There's a reason why Hecate is a goddess of crossroads and also of death. Energy is so similar. The transition, the loss, the uncertainty. Also the energy of beginning again. Returning to that breath anytime those feelings arise. Letting things process through. Yourself to turn towards the path. So take a few steps onto it. Knowing that it's okay to mourn for the road that just closed in front of you, even as you move ahead down the path. Knowing that as we move on with our lives through grief, that we can honor the loss, even with every step we take in a new direction. Allowing ourselves to hold both. To hold the love and the gratitude for what was lost, along with hope for a new beginning. Breathing into that. Taking a few more really big inhalations and exhalations here to let go anything else that is ready to be released. Knowing that this is a process. Knowing that you don't have to let it go now. Knowing that you can return to this at any time. Maybe pausing if you'd like to spend some more time here. Beginning to bring your awareness back to the current moment. your body. Gently opening the eyes as you feel ready. And know that I am surrounding you in love and comfort and walking this grief path with you. So from my heart to yours, have a comforted day. If you enjoyed this episode, consider becoming a subscriber of Purple Door Healing. For just $5 a month, subscribers get access to 4 additional guided meditations each month, plus my digital guide to the chakras, which contains journal prompts and all sorts of information to help direct your healing. You can cancel at any time, and sign up is easy through any podcast provider. Message me if you have any questions, Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at purpledoorhealing.com. Remember that the key to inner peace is in your own heart, your own soul, and your own hands. All you have to do is unlock the door.